As the general election draws closer, voter interest appears to be high in Yancey County, with one-stop voting doing a brisk business. The early voting will end tomorrow. Board of Elections officials say they expect around 1,500 to 1,700 one-stop votes, and they've mailed out some 881 absentee ballots. Highlighting the races locally is the commissioner's race, with incumbents Hensley, Hicks, and Bennett, all Democrats, being challenged by Republicans Renfro, Penland, and Swan. The 11th District congressional race and the state Senate race in the 47th District have gotten into attack ads. Incumbent Congressman Charles Taylor, a Republican, is being challenged by Democrat Heath Shuler. The state Senate seat for the 47th District features incumbent Keith Presnell, a Republican, being challenged by Democrat Joe Sam Queen. In Mitchell County, it's a different story, with most of the races being decided back in the May primary. Elections officials expect around 1,300 one-stop votes, and they've mailed out about 301 absentee ballots. They're projecting a 40% to 45% voter turnout on Tuesday. The nonpartisan Board of Education race features Roger Burleson, Jeff Harding, Tommy Ledford, and Dean Myers running for three seats. 10th District Congressman Patrick McHenry, a Republican, is being challenged by Democrat Richard Karsner. And the state Senate race for the 47th District features incumbent Keith Presnell, a Republican, and his challenger Joe Sam Queen, a Democrat. The polls will open on Tuesday, November 7th at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.